What we're going to talk about is the great taboo.
All right, I'm here for the lecture.
I don't have any lecture. Seems like you want me to have something to say, but I don't. I was just going to listen to you talk about board games.
I think that if you have a board game that says 4 to 6 people to play and you only have 2, then you have to be a little loose with the rules and rethink the whole trajectory of the game. And that's how 2-person taboo over many rounds.
Who knows 4 to 6 people?
People who have friends, family members, or children?
I thought those were just on sitcoms. Mostly the family members and children.
Didn't your baby mama have like 5 children?
Baby mama?
She's not your wife. She's not your girlfriend. She's your baby mama. Right?
I don't think you can say baby mama about a 25-year-old.
Yes, you definitely can. It's the only baby you got. That you know about, anyway.
No, definitely the only one I got.
Are you sure? You're not.
I'm 100% positive.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think that person yelling in the yard
is probably my kid. What I'm wondering is there a child you have you don't know about?
Well, unless I took my aborted fetus and, like,
God,
raised it in some other clinical situation or something.
Sounds like a really,
really sci-fi,
creepy cartoon thing.
Uh-huh. So unless that happened against my knowing and because I signed paperwork at Planned Parenthood that I wasn't aware of, I mean, the potential's out there.
Did you sign any paperwork you weren't aware of?
Well, gosh, when you're going in for an abortion and they say they're going to do it for you, you're not really reading the fine print.
This is a bunch of Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude?
Schadenfreude.
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 You brought it up, man. You took it one way and, like, you're going to set this up like that. Well, then, I don't know what frilly nonsense you're expecting, but I definitely am coming to the table with the cold hard sauce.
Okay.
Yep.
And I can't come at you in the other direction because it's physically impossible for me to have an abortion.
If a guy gets his vasectomy? That's kind of like aborting. But every time you just jack off, that's also kind of a sort of an abortion, isn't it?
Depending on what it lands on.
Planting your seed.
Depending on what it lands on.
Well, I don't think your wall's going to grow.
You think I jack off onto my wall?
I saw the movie Happiness.
And that makes you think that
you
know how I masturbate?
That's why I hate you saying, I hope this makes you happy. I've seen the movie Happiness, and it's the most fucked up movie.
It is.
And so when you say...
But when I say it,
and I'm just
I
like,
do
how
mean,
can you define
I really,
happiness?
Because
that shit was so jacked.
I'm not ever...
I don't experience happiness. I'd rather not if it's compared off that script.
I am
very
capable of saying fucked up shit.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
However,
you don't like it when I do it.
When I've said that I hope you're happy, and it's not in a way like that, I really do. What is... You doing an English pinky thing?
I always drink my beverages that way. I don't know why you're just now noticing.
Because I don't think that you always do it.
No. Most people who meet me, even for the first time, if we're out drinking anything at all, they'll be like, something like that. And I'm like, I don't know why, I just do. And I think it's because mostly how crooked my pinkies are. Like, they're just so crooked from the popping. Because I popped them like this, and then they start to cave in. And so when I drink things, it's just, they don't fit in with the rest of everything.
The way that I just heard
I'm probably going to have arthritis.
You pop your pinkies so like much this. That they caved in.
Look at them.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about, but like they're saying crooked. It out loud. You popped your pinkies.
Look at your pinkies and look at my pinkies. Look how my...
They're the same.
No, they aren't. They aren't. Look how mine curves so much in at the top.
You have those more artist hands that I'm jealous of.
I would go like this. Like, this is how I would pop my pinkies every fucking day. Several times a day. I could do some of these.
Yeah, don't do that. Weren't you ever worried that you weren't going to be able to, like, play an instrument right afterward?
After I had a bad music teacher, I didn't really care.
I never had a good music teacher. Well, I have had good
music teachers. I don't think I did. I had a pedophile teacher, and then I had a bitch teacher. And then I had a teacher for music singing who didn't believe in me. So I had to be comic entertainment in class just to get respect from my younger people.
We should be using the microphones, huh?
No, we should just probably project more. Because this is really... It's pretty good when... It's pretty good when we can regulate the sound of our own voice. Ugh, that lean in stuff, that's so creepy.
I just leaned in towards the phone and now
I'm the creep. No, you moved the phone closer to me and then you leaned in. Know your audience. I'm sure some lady would like it, but I'm just kind of like, whoa. You crossed the line there, buddy.
I don't think
And the
I
lines
have
are blurred anyway.
Put your finger up from that line. Like, maybe the bill of my hat. I haven't crossed a line. And there wasn't, to be very clear, there
you're
wasn't a set
line.
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 Now I'm very much. I'm trying to talk into the microphone because we always complain about how we can't hear each other.
And I put it closer to you because I know I'm louder. Just in general, I have a better speaking ability. You laugh, but you know it's true.
I know that you can be louder.
But yeah, but I know.
Better speaking ability.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we have a porta potty yet?
Because your bitch ass, who said he was going to do all these things today, didn't do any of the ones he said he was going to do.
All I asked for was a number on the counter. And instead, you did not do that.
No, you already had it in your phone in a web page that should have already been pulled up. And if you didn't, it would have been very easy to go to the name in which this company is called. .com.
That's fine. I failed to do all the work when all I asked for was a graceful reminder.
Bro.
That's just not the 90s, you don't...
No, dude. I stayed up all night and I waited in my room until 11 o'clock waiting for you to basically... take any move in any fucking cognizant direction on the day with the tasks you said you were gonna do today. And when that didn't happen, I just was like, I can't wait around anymore. I don't fucking care. I'm gonna go do
what
some
you're
shit.
Saying
because
is,
when I'm doing shit,
I didn't call the number
you
that
can be
you
like,
didn't leave
you
for
can
me.
Be so thankful I did shit today, but everything I did was a sort of fuck you.
Did you win?
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
Because you didn't do a single thing you said you would do today.
I didn't, but I did do a lot of things today.
No, you followed me around and picked up the pieces of things in ways that nobody asked you to do. The only thing I wanted you to do, Devin, was what you said you would do.
Let's just look at what you said.
Yeah.
I followed you around and fixed the things you broke.
I didn't break anything. I didn't fucking break anything at all. Why are you talking like that?
Because I didn't follow you around because it's a small house.
No. Devin.
What are you...
I plugged the battery back in and my plan was to finish the lawn later. You didn't need to fucking do that. I started a job. I'm pissed off that you take credit for finishing it. Your responsibility today, based off what you said yesterday, was to go to fucking work and to call this number. And you have all the information you need to call that number. So, you didn't do any of those things.
Nope.
And in compensation for that, and my fuck you, is like also trying to help out. I'm fueled by the fact that I'm like, I'm sick of being stuck in my room, hiding away from being outside, because I'm sick of hearing you say, I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Most of your waking hours in the gazebo.
3 months.
Hiding out in your room. Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm either here or in my room.
No.
Yeah.
Also completely untrue.
I'm either in here or in my room.
Okay.
It's exactly like that's it was story. At my grandma's house. I'm either in the garage or in my room.
That's not the way it is here. But
yes,
that's
it
your
is.
Story, that's
no,
fine.
It is. The truth. Most of the house is full of your stuff. So unless I'm in the kitchen, or unless I'm doing laundry, or unless I'm taking a shit or a shower,
would most of the house
I'm in my bedroom
not be full
out
of my
here.
Stuff. I've been here for years.
Uh-huh.
And I
so
keep
why wouldn't
removing
I,
my stuff.
So
you
if you don't
help
perceive
us.
Me just in my bedroom and out here, where am I? What is the pie chart of time that I spend in other parts of the house? Pray tell.
I assume.
No. You don't get to assume. You need to go off observation, what you know to be true. Like, I can tell you that 90% of the time when I see you at home, you're on the phone. You say you're not on the phone all the time, but when I see you, when I'm passing through from my bedroom, the bathroom, down through to the gazebo, you are on the phone. You might be on the phone in your room. You might be on the phone in the kitchen. You might be on the phone on the couch. You might be on the phone out here. But 90% of the time that I pass by you, you're on the phone. Why do I think you even have a grasp of where I'm at or what I'm doing? Because when
just
you see me
though.
And you're on the phone, you get up, you move to another room.
Yeah, because I assume you don't want to hear my conversation. However...
Where am I at all the time? If I'm not just in my room in the gazebo, where am I at? Why would I have
talked
to
the credit
to
card company this morning.
You're not answering very direct questions.
No, I'm really curious about this phone thing.
Why are you assuming about...
I talked to Arlo at 8:30 tonight. Yesterday I talked to him for 20 minutes at 7:20. I talked to Brendan. I'm not on the phone that much, dude.
The last time I had a phone conversation over 3 minutes was...
within the last week, for sure. You had some news about your friend...
No, but the last time I had a phone call over 30 minutes was definitely over a week ago. Oh, this is the other thing I wanted to show you. So you know how numbers come up as potential spam? I got this. Maybe junk.
Mm-hmm. I get all sorts of weird ones like that.
They're really trying to tell me that there's going to be some severe... legal repercussions if I don't get back to this number, this automated robot voice, like, now by pressing 1.
No, I think they're just telling you don't answer that call.
Maybe. But I kind of feel like I really like those people who fuck with spammers, scammers.
So answer them.
But I don't have necessarily the patience.
Here's my
problem. I need a character already built that I can slip into to do that. I
absolutely agree with you.
Because otherwise I'm just going to be myself,
like,
and I'm annoyed.
What are you going to use to record it? Like,
I've got more than one phone. I have to keep them both charged.
There shouldn't
voice
there just be
memos
like a
are...
good... Because I've downloaded a bunch, and there doesn't seem to be like a great free...
Voice memos for me... Because I'm too lazy to really want to go balls to the wall with editing. Generally has great sound quality, and if I have my phone on speaker and they're both next to each other and it's recording,
nice.
That's how I do my overlaps.
This has been a really weird kitchen counter.
It's not even a kitchen counter.
What would you call it?
A sad, stinky gazebo. And why? Because I'm in here all the time and I never shower. I'm just gross, gross lady who
You're
likes to be outside.
You're only saying this
because
you know I stopped recording. Wait, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what would you like to add? I'm going to stop washing my hair tomorrow.
Oh, are you going to get dreadlocks?
No. I'm just going to let my natural oils redistribute through the hair strand and hope that maybe... I'll either find out I'm super gray or, like, I'm just blonder than I ever thought.
Nice. Were you doing that new age bullshit? Can you make some biscuits?
How about you go make some biscuits?
Maybe I will.
Okay, I dare you.
I don't.
Mm-hmm. See?
All right. It's a dare. I'm sure we have some biscuits
or gonna
something
go,
in there.
No, we don't.
What?
You're probably just going to walk down to the bread basket and be like, can I get like a dozen biscuits? And you're going to like prop it all up. You're like just going to preheat the oven, butter the tops and be like, look at this amazing bin of biscuits I made. And I'll be like, those are definitely from the bread basket. And you'll be like, no, I needed the dough. I got up early. And actually, you're just like
100%
10 minutes into being
wrong.
Well, it'll be more than 10
they
minutes
do
because
not
it's like 7
make
minute
biscuits
walk,
there.
Yes, they
no,
do.
No, they don't.
You don't know that.
I go there, like, every single Tuesday.
You don't understand that this company has been in business so long that if you go in and you say,
oh, so
I
they
wanna...
have underground biscuits? Is that what we're talking about now?
back alley biscuits, yeah. And, like, you don't
Wait,
even know.
Where are you getting your biscuits? Back alley biscuits?
I don't biscuit and tell. I don't.
That's good.
All I'm saying is your local baker's got things going on that you don't know about all the time. And maybe if you were in...
Well, if I was a bread sort of person, I'd be like, aren't you cultured?
You are such a bread person.
I thought that was good. You weren't impressed. I thought that was a good one.
Hey, if you want to see some dad jokes that are not great, you can see Devin down the road hanging out on the corner looking like a sad piece of biscuit. You can support his dad bod by putting a dollar or two in his biscuit bin.
Just put a biscuit in my garlic bin.
Well, maybe a crisp. Creatively and conversely, with a person like Alessandro, I don't think that we go about saying we are God, right? But what we do acknowledge is the creator spirit, which is very much fragmented into different ways and things, which is why we gravitate towards certain things we do and do not like and pursue or do not pursue. And I feel like in my life, as short as it's been for 40 years, I've pursued so much of what I thought I wanted. And I don't want that anymore. And the part that's very angry with my own self and feels like the creator part of me is faulty is, since I've gone through that slew of exploration, what is next? Because it's unimaginable and it's unarticulatable. So I can't explain what it is I want to do. I can't tell you what it looks like. I just know it isn't all these other things that I've done before, and it isn't necessarily even an augmentation or a slight tweak on the things that exist. The most potent part of a person in their creative being is that part of them that does want to create something new, knowing there is nothing new under the sun. But just like you showing that book, he took an old idea and gave it just enough of a twist that it makes it uniquely his. And you would be an asshole at this point to take that and replicate it in the same way. Now, if you did the book backwards, but the same format, that's at least adding a different dimension to something, because then imagine you have to read the book backward, which then crosses boundaries of the right and left hemisphere of the brain and the right and left hemispheres of the world and how they read. There are little fucking tweaks we can always make, but how satisfactory will it be to you? And then where are you going to go after you feel like...
Yes, anyway.
Tonight on Kitchen Counter.
Devin doesn't want to hear about how much I like patches and googly eyes. I have no problem with that at all.
Oh, really? Okay, well, here's a story. It's not a great one. Nobody's going to care. we got some googly eyes off the interwebs, and I bought some patches, and I got my niece a notebook with a patch, an alpaca patch, mismatched socks on it. I don't know. One patch, a couple markers, a notebook. She's 7. She should know how to write and record herself. And so I just got together some patches.
Are you just going to make... she's going to be the cool kid.
No, she's going to be kind of weird. Unless the world has now accepted a little bit of weird is cool.
I thought that was a large part of like being cool. Oh no, I never thought I was cool.
Yeah. Weird kids don't have a history of being cool.
Yeah, fair.
Anyway, I figure, oh, I've got these patches and I've got these googly eyes, which means, yeah, she's got the dumb alpaca. It's cute. It is actually a cute patch. She's got that to put on her little notebook, but now she can take a spaceship or an alien and put googly eyes on it, or even a planet or a cat, because I have one of those. Well, I have several of those, but I picked out one for her specifically. And googly eyes on patches.
Sounds like you're going to have a real nice auntie-niece experience.
Yeah, I'm just going to hope that nobody who's too young to use an iron or a glue gun doesn't burn themselves by being dum-dums.
And you're taking this all with you?
I'm going to take just so much with me. Like, I might have to just, like, be like, Dad, you got some super glue? Because I don't want to use a glue gun. And the iron, listen, my stepmom is Martha Stewart's cousin, so she definitely has at least one iron.
But you need a spare iron, and she'll have at least 3.
Yeah, I'll be like, can I use your trash iron? And she's like, oh, yes, I know what that is, and it comes out.
Oh, dude, would you, Would you like the outdoor iron?
Iron. It's iron.
Iron. Iron.
Not iron. That's like when people call Aaron Aaron. A-A-R-O-N.
Listen.
It's not A-R-R-O-N.
I've been saying iron my whole life. I think I know how to say it.
How often have you ironed your clothes? Or ironed anything?
Last time I took an international trip.
Yeah, how much iron is in your blood?
Whoa.
Are you anemic?
I think...
Iron doesn't exist. I mean, it does, but only in the minds of people like you.
Or grammar judges like you. Sorry, I can't say everything perfect.
Why is he so judgy?
That is a real good question. Mm-hmm. Judging hard.
Wasn't Graham like Fraser's brother? That would make sense.
I've only known one Graham, and he was a very, very decent bloke. Now you're racist?
No, he was pigmented, brown, melanined, not totally white.
So how, I'm confused.
He was crispy.
Still confused.
I don't know either.
Crispy? He was crispy. Are you saying
Graham Cracker. He was crispy.
I don't understand the terms you kids use.
Even, I can't even think of it. Pete Holmes, keep it crispy. Maybe he knew Graham Cracker.
Well, maybe we should write a well-worded email so that somebody can explain to me the fuck you're talking about.
I mean, we could send it on a postcard. It's a really...
We have postcards.
Oh, really? You have postcards? I don't have postcards.
Oh, well, we have all those pictures that we were going to use as postcards. You could...
You could turn it into one, but it is not innately a postcard.
I think by all definitions, it fits into the criteria.
Have you been to a soda shop?
Yes.
Have you been to a gift shop?
Yes. Yes, and they look just like...
No, they don't. On the back end, they have a place for a stamp, a place for the words, and a place for the destination.
So they're missing a little square, a line, and a couple other lines.
What we have are printouts of my photographs on photo paper with serial weird numbers on the back that don't necessarily relate to...
Maybe those are the addresses and you just don't realize it yet.
Cool.
Where are you sending these things? That's weird.
I'm not sending them anywhere except for with your mom when she goes on road trips.
Yeah. Outer space.
Florida?
About the same. That seems like the appropriate time.
Probably is, like 5 minutes done. I want to hear exactly why Cheyenne isn't for us. And if Cheyenne isn't for us, where is?
Mandy asked me this question whilst wearing
the best outfit ever.
The best outfit ever. And so it's a hard sell because yeah, that's great, and I think that people might appreciate it, but mostly, it would just be, what's the word of Schadenfreude?
It looks desperate because I'm 40 and I'm not young and hot, and so therefore it's pitiful.
To an extent. But...
So if some young hot chick did the exact same thing and went out and put herself out in public, it'd be acceptable? Take me 20 years ago. That'd make me 20. Put me in the same outfit. Toss me on the street. That's okay?
No. It's not what I'm saying at all.
What are you saying? Why is it Schadenfreude?
Because the definition of the word. It's kind of funny because of itself.
No, Schadenfreude is making fun of someone else at their misfortune. Yes. It's taking joy out of someone else's misfortune. So if a 20-year-old did this, you would not experience Schadenfreude. You would experience joy in the fact that you're like, this is cool.
Me personally, now?
Any age.
20 years ago, I'd probably be into it.
Probably any age you would be. But if a 40-year-old lady like me... with a little bit of floof does it, then it's Schadenfreude?
Yes.
Yeah?
But I don't think that that's actually accurate. I think what Schadenfreude is...
I told you what the definition is. Taking joy in the misfortune of others.
My mother told you what the definition is.
I had already seen it, and then she explained it. And I was like, oh, now I get it.
Mm-hmm. And since then, side note, I see that word fucking everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what happens. It's like seeing a yellow Volkswagen. And you're like, oh, now they're everywhere.
What kind of Volkswagen?
Usually a bug, but probably a bus. If you're, like, really kind of in between the things you like. But maybe it's a brat or a rabbit, if you're that kind of...
I know the rabbit, but I'm not familiar with the brat.
It was a World War II renovation kind of thing.
I thought that was the whole Volkswagen thing.
The brat was more angular.
So... there's a beetle.
You know how, like, the beetle...
There's a beetle, and there's a the brat. Bus.
A beetle, bus, brat, rabbit.
So, where's the... I just don't know.
Maybe I'm from a different parallel universe, and I don't know what I'm talking about.
Maybe?
Probably. Are you Sagittarius arm or Orion arm? And I know you're going to feel biased about it because you're middle name. So, Sagittarius or Orion?
I need more context.
You don't know about this? Oh my god.
Yes.
Neil deGrasse Tyson and all the most famous scientists of our era have talked about once upon a time we were on the Sagittarius arm of the fucking galaxy. But then somewhere out of the blue, they were like, Orion arm. And they're juxtaposed. They're on different sides of the universe. How did we jump from the Sagittarian arm to the Orion arm of the galaxy? And listen, the implications for this jump and the reality that it holds is, there's a lot to talk about. But all it's right, just alleged.
There's a lot to talk about. It's alleged. Why don't we talk about... just first, the implications.
Where do you want to go with this?
What could that possibly mean? And how does it affect you? And how does it affect Journey?
Yeah. simply, I'll say just Berenstain versus Berenstain, and then her middle name is Ouroboros.
There.
So, I mean.
Was it this or was it that?
Mm-hmm. People's and her middle name is Ouroboros.
People's memories are so fucked and fallible.
Except for when there's residue.
Well, no, when there's residue, it's even worse.
That means you don't even trust yourself. So why should you be trusted?
Of what?
Your perception of anything? Yeah, big sigh. Big sigh.
Big sigh.
Journey, Ouroboros, Wonder Dog, right there. Telling you straight as it is. Big sigh. So, what arm of the galaxy do you come from?
I'm not sure, but I do trust the big sigh.
It's a good thing to trust that, I mean.
No, I don't claim any sort of origin destination. Mm-hmm. And you?
Origin destination? Yeah. I'm going to go from form to formless, but I was already formless before I was form, so I'm going to just, you know, turn back into space jelly.
Yeah, that's true, but it also kind of cop out. Because you actually do have beliefs. I don't.
Uh-huh. So what does it matter, me talking about my beliefs?
I would say it's the matter, and it is matter. Mm-mm. And it's what matters.
Mind is over matter, and mind is formless. Matter is a byproduct of using the mind or the formless to create form. That's pretty much. And so you can't convince people of that. You can't you can try and convince them. You can try and brainwash them into it or force them to believe it. But in my perception, it is something that one chooses for oneself to acknowledge or to not. So your free will is right there. And my beliefs in templates, which are archetypal structures, are beneficial as tools only in order to better relegate oneself and be with the people in the world, which is matter, which is physical. But ultimately, you're all dealing on the formless once you take everything away. The same things would be there, but they wouldn't have form. And how much that matters to you or someone else is what you would call faith or belief. And
so you're saying if there is matter and it matters, then what does it matter to you?
Yeah. And if it doesn't matter to you, then why should it matter to anyone else? Or why should you be upset if what you think matters when you say nothing matters? There is no matter to anyone else.
Okay, and there's reasons for that. Mm-hmm. Even if nothing matters to you, it still doesn't mean that you want to leave a word you're very familiar with a mess, mm-hmm, for somebody else to deal with.
Correct.
So you want to be clean and tidy with your soul.
At least organized, even if it seems a bit chaotic.
Well, hopefully it's chaotic. Like, it would be very it is very disturbing when things are just okay for people.
I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about there, if you want to extrapolate. Like, I ended up with a bunch of things of dead people, even centuries now. Well, not centuries, but like 1800s. So at least a century old of things with no...
if it was 1800s, then there's...
no explanations. I don't know who these people are. I only know that they fit an archetype in history.
Right. Like, the very few things I have in this house that are old. And then they have, like, written notes in them. I'm talking about, like, Bibles and shit like that. Like,
if my dad was really true about having me have the bus, I'd be like, there needs to be a place for this pump organ. That has to fit in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would be the thing. It would be the thing.
Where did that come out from?
Yeah, And I don't feel right about taking it, but I would feel right about taking it if it had a place that I said, that's exactly where it goes.
It fit right at your grandma's. It fits right here.
It's you know, my uncle was so not impressed when that got moved in, and I put the note on it that said, please play me, and he never did. And it's just like, how does a musician walk by this?
There's a different style. Like, there's a musician who reads off a sheet of music, or there's an artist.
Okay, well, but also check this, right? Not knowing until later into kind of the grandma situation, I didn't know that he had lost the hearing in one of his ears.
Jesus Christ. And you still haven't been in his home ever?
Yes, I have. Okay. We've already discussed this. Why are you making stuff up?
I guess I forgot.
I had to go get my check.
You were so fascinated.
I had to go get my check, Devin.
Did you make it through his garage?
Oh, no. I went and got my check. I haven't been in his garage since 1996.
Have you been in his home?
I went to get my check in his home. And then the time he broke his key off in the door and he had to humble himself.
Poor guy.
To ask me to drive him to his home so that he could get his supplementary key.
That's why...
Yes, I've been in my uncle's home. Don't act hierarchy with me and with my family.
But we should always have the spare key. I'm not acting...
That was definitely a push of acting like...
No, there was a moment when you...
Devin, we've talked many times about how and when I've been to my uncle's house. Why are you acting and bringing up this, like... You've never been there? And you've never been there acting like it's a statement? Like, we've already talked about this. Yes. I've been there 3 times since 1996. One was in 1996. The other one was a couple years ago.
It is 2032. And then
the other one was just last January or whatever the fuck month that was. But in this year, or December, maybe, I think it might have been December, that I went and
got my
final
I just remember
au revoir.
When I went and did something there,
peace be with you.
You were extremely curious what the insides of his house looked like.
Yeah, dude, I'm not over at his house, like, creeping on shit. And he showed you everything. Good on you.
It's not good on me.
You seem pretty proud about it.
No, I just thought that you would, like, admit it, but you can't.
I've already done that a bunch of times. Why are you trying to, like, call me out?
It's not a call-out.
I mean, I've already admitted
it's
that.
It's a pretty weak call-out, dude. Like, this isn't bragging rights.
I know, when
it's
you went
like
to
I'm
his
going
house
to my buddies.
And you bought this thing from him that you came back with a very braggatory tone where you were like, did you know... Let them be. Did you
I
know?
Will let them be,
nope.
But I do. That doesn't
yeah.
mean I can't be
Journey
curious.
Journey jumped off the wood and went. They're gonna hunt. That you were like, oh, did you know that he had this and that and the other thing and this is this and that and that? Like, you're just being braggatory right now. You're like, I know more than you about somebody that you're related to. Fuck you.
I'm not being... Says the girl in a wig with the
body suit. I'm not a girl. I'm a woman. I'm fucking 40. So let's get that straight.
Hold on. You're what?
I'm 40. And yeah, I bought, with government money, the most amazing suit.
It is pretty rad.
Of ever. Thank you, Devin, for this fantastic wig. And I want to thank the thrift store that I found years ago that provided me with these great pants.
I think you just used my Amazon account to get that wig.
No, you bought it.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you
liked
it.
For me.
Well, I don't know
because who else. Because you were feeling saucy.
And?
Thanks for sharing your sauciness.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Kitty cat. Where's the one? Where's the other one?
I can't wait until someday I can have a conversation with a person who just doesn't derail. But I guess I have to work on that for myself, right? Because I'm the worst of the worst.
You'll have that conversation, and then you'll come home and be like, peace out. And I'll be like, oh, that sucks.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I hope that it fulfills you. Great. Well, we did that. You happy?
Tonight on Kitchen Counter.
We're talking about things like that we reject over time. And so your parents were really into music. You ended up inheriting a crap ton of records from your father's estate. And you just said that you were never a big fan of 60s or 70s music, which is totally the era of
Or 80s.
But I'm talking specifically about the records right now, in the sense that you got handed down something that you don't appreciate, but somebody does. And for me, at my parents' house, okay, sure, records are heavier, but there was only basically, what is that, maybe 3 feet? Two shelves of about 3 feet that were allocated to CDs, which were what the adults were listening to most often at that time. And it was evenly split between Christian contemporary, country, and whatever kind of random Eric Clapton, Eagles, 70s stuff that my dad liked.
That's all cool.
There were a few records, but never bigger, not as much as Phil's any of those crates that your dad left. My family did not exist highly on music, and the music that was played by the adults, in my opinion, was obnoxious. But everybody was respectful enough to be like, shut the door, put on earphones, or keep it low, don't bother everybody else with your music. But because of a hearing impaired stepmother, she played her stuff full on blast, and definitely, you know, if you were coming up the stairs, you'd be like, oh, dad has pulled out the Alan Jackson again, you know. Travis Tritt.
Like, shit that used to
Garth Brooks.
Fuck out of me would be like
Reba McEntire.
U2 War, stuff like that. So I guess it could be a lot worse.
The first time that I ever heard or saw or thought had a conception of the Grateful Dead was when I found one single disc in the CD collection that my dad had got from the, you know, mail-in music order club that is a big scam. And it had the Skeletons on it and the Rose, and I was like, I didn't know my dad liked death metal. I just didn't
know. But it was Grateful
Dead. It was the Grateful Dead. And it wasn't even until maybe 4 or 5 years later that I actually either put it... They were probably not home.
So did you actually get into the Grateful Dead?
No. Hated it. I liked Scarlet Begonia. I like that song.
Everybody likes
it. And I like Shakedown Street because it's funky. But no, I didn't get into it. I thought it was crazy. But they were not home, and I put in the disc because I was like, what is this? And I was like, this is not heavy metal, because, you know, my cousin has been knee-deep in the metal since I remember him turning into a teenager, and now he's like almost 50. Still into the heavy metal, but the Grateful Dead was not that. And so I was mistaken for years about what the Grateful Dead was.
The name is very misleading.
Then when I saw the people in tie-dye, that also gave me cognitive dissonance, because I was like, why do these peace-loving people like a heavy metal band? It wasn't until I settled it for myself.
No, I get it. Like, we had the record player in the living room, I guess, in Gillette. Like,
where people do that.
Mm-hmm. And I don't remember much. I know that, like, my father would put on records and just sit and listen, whatever the fuck he was up to. But,
yeah, that's a whole other story or podcast.
Yeah, like, Becky making me listen to fucking, just loved that U2 War album.
Have you listened to it again?
Yes.
As a 41-year-old?
Well, no, but as a adult, I definitely
Yeah,
have.
But adult can be 20, and you're a lot different at 20 than 40.
You don't know me.
Yeah, you are in arrested development, and I didn't know you then either, so,
Kinda. I mean, we've been hanging out for quite some time.
Yeah, arrested development. So, I don't...
What does that even mean, arrested development?
When you're a 40-year-old man, why would you act like a 5-year-old? Because you get regressive and you go to places that turn you to act like a tantrum-ridden small child. I'm not saying that about you specifically. I'm saying that's an example of what arrested development is. I would even be considered arrested development, because when you look at my bedroom, you're like, hey, it's like Lisa Frank's cast-offs.
Who's fucking Lisa Frank?
The Trapper Keepers. You know? the colorful cheetahs, the rainbows, the pandas.
I guess I don't.
The stickers.
I remember Trapper Keepers.
All the girls wanted Lisa Frank. It's really brightly colored. The fact that my room still exists in a brightly colored, portal... regardless of how old I am, wow, the frequencies are shifting so hard in my ears right now, could be considered arrested development, because a normal woman, right, of my age would have gotten more subtle colors, probably gotten married, started a family, and said, I want a more mature look to my
life.
And
then you would have bought your kids Trapper Keepers, and you would have put all these things in their rooms. Fucked.
Yeah, living vicariously through your children is never a good idea, folks. Don't do it. Your child may like cheerleading for a minute, but she might not want to grow up to be a professional cheerleader.
Why does your child have to be a her? My child's a boy, and he loved cheerleading. Okay, that's not true at all.
Yep.
Could be.
More lies. More lies.
That's all I do. That's all I got.
Cool. Talk louder.
I'm a mumbler, Mandy.
I know, but if you want to be talking on a show like that you supposedly believe in,
let me try
it
again. I do believe in it. Uh-huh. Tonight on Kitchen Counter.
No, we already did the introduction.
I was just trying to show you that I can do it.
Yeah, but only for the intro, it seems like. You gotta, like, keep the momentum
up. With that?
Yeah, keep up the momentum. I don't know if you got the parody I was making with that fouled recording that I put in one of our last episodes where you can barely hear me at all. And that was...
That was you making fun of me?
On on fault of the recording device, I was not picked up, but I found it very poignant because you tell me I talk too much and that I'm too loud as a person and that overall, like, my demeanor in the world is questionable because I'm so bitchy. I just wanted you to have the spotlight for once.
How'd that go?
I don't know. You tell me. Did you listen to the episode?
No. Why would I? Like, I don't write a song and then go back and listen to
it. Liar. Liar. I know that you're lying again.
Jesus.
Do I need to put up signs along the path you're going to walk that say, look out for this guy. He lies about everything. Don't trust this face. But I won't have a picture of your shaven off face because you're probably going to save that for secrecy so that you can run undetected under the radar.
No, just so you won't recognize me.
I'd recognize that no chin anywhere.
Damn.
That's not what you brought out. That's from yesterday.
Huh. Would you look at that?
I'm hungry.
Me too. What do you want?
Food.
I'm so sick of takeout of any sort.
We've eaten about 99, if not 107, takeout meals in the course of 3 months. And nobody, well, there's been
I think it's kind of a pandemic thing as well.
No, the pandemic's over. People are flocking to Wyoming because everything's unrestricted.
Oh, yeah, Yellowstone, apparently.
Yeah, my dad told me 650,000 people just in the first month of opening are flocking to Yellowstone, causing traffic jams. And, cool. Hey, listen, if you plan I've on been visiting cooped up the geysers, apparently there's a lot of people on the boardwalks, and if you don't like the person you're with, just bump them a little bit off to the side and burn up in that water. But
they will, actually. That water is really hot.
I'm not joking. I mean, I am joking, but I'm not joking. Like,
please don't bump anybody.
Yeah, especially if they're small children.
Good God.
Yeah, well, I mean, they have ropes on there, but that's the only thing, right? Like, there's, like, a rope down here and a rope at about waist level if you're an adult. So it's a waist level for a child, waist level for an adult, but it, you know, little kids.
Two ropes?
That's what I remember. If there was even ropes at all in certain places.
I don't remember planks. Ropes. Yeah. You just walk around
down the on steaming the water. Walk.
It's not the boardwalk, it's Yellowstone.
Yeah, but they call that a boardwalk because it's made out of boards and you walk on it.
Is that why they do that?
Mm-hmm.
Who are they?
I think it's I don't even know if it's the Forest Department. It's probably BLM, the original BLM.
Probably not.
Bureau of Land Management.
We should look into this. Like, what sort of, because I remember as a child staying at some town in Yellowstone. I think there must be like one little teeny town.
Well, there's Jackson.
No.
So it was some other little?
In Yellowstone.
So it was Jackson.
No. Jackson's at the top. It's.
But it's in Yellowstone.
I'm saying in Yellowstone.
Okay. We stayed at a campground.
How'd that work?
Probably on the outskirts. Nobody burned up. We're all still alive. No, my brother's dead. Never mind.
Oh, God damn it. That's not funny, but
no, he didn't die in Yellowstone. Don't worry about it, guys. Like, he had other problems. But, yeah, I mean, overall, we survived. We need t-shirts to say I survived Yellowstone.
I remember, like, the only time I've ever driven some of sort of, like, fancy, like, convertible Corvette sort of thing was in some small town in Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was the mayor of the town or some bullshit.
Yeah, how'd
bullshit.
That go for you?
I remember being extremely creeped out by everything going on.
Okay. Why? What was so creepy? Did you think you were going to get solicited for a sexual favor by a mayor in a fancy car?
No, I think I was just creeped out by life in general.
Oh, that nothing's changed. See, you still are. It's Arrested Development.
Which is a great band and a good show.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, actually. it's one of the more psychological terms that have been utilized by things that I don't totally hate.
There you go.
But I hate it in people. I don't like it, even though I suffer from it myself. I bought a face painting kit, for Christ's sake.
No, you didn't.
My pure influence is to be like, I want my nieces and nephews to think I'm just so cool. How do I win their affection? Well, they'll take anything, honestly, I think. But a face painting kit takes me to the next level. What do I do after that? I don't even know. Like, the bumper balls didn't last. I watched these guys on TikTok in the big bumper balls at a rodeo getting bounced around by a gosh darn bull, and it didn't pop. So what did my nephew do to bust those balls so quick? Don't know. How do I up my game from face painting kit? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. You've done a good job
of
trying.
Gold star, Shattuck. Way to try.
I don't know if I'd go gold star, but silver star for sure.
Yeah, definitely silver star. I mean, I think probably what they want most is attention, and I think the best thing I can do with the face painting kit is that gives them each individual attention, but they can also watch what's happening, which will spark synapses of creativity. And then next time they're going to be like, I don't want anything from the book. Do this. And I'm going to be like, I'm going to have to do a little bit of research on how to figure that out, which essentially will make us both better because they're figuring out what they want beyond
the construct. And you're doing research, learning things?
Yes. And then, and testing my skills, building on my skills. And then the ultimate is hopefully it's happy. I watch this one lady's videos, and every once in a while a kid is, you can tell the kid's not impressed, but their parents have taught them well to be polite, and they're like, I like it. But then there's these other kids that are like, some of them will start crying when they see themselves in the mirror because they're like, I love this so much. And that's my goal, is like, communicate with me. I'm going to communicate with you.
You want to make them cry?
With happiness, but not enough to like smear the makeup, you know?
Like, oh, just a couple tears?
Yeah, just a couple tears of like, I didn't think I could look like this. And she specializes in some various Spider-Man things, which my nephew is totally hyped about. So I think that if he got to spend a little time with me painting his face in a character that he liked.
Why can't I be made up to look like Spider-Man?
Because I bought the kit for the kids.
God damn it, man.
And your rest development is on a different level. Actually, that same chick, her brother-in-law had never had his face painted in his life, and he's in his 40s. And she's like, she treated him in a way like she would all of the other kids that come up. She's like, what's your name? How old are you? And asking questions. And she's like, am I right? You've never been face painted before? She's like, all right, well, you know, this is something that you should have had done probably by the age of 6, but let's go with it. What do you want? And he wanted Spider-Man, and she did it. And then she does the reveal with the mirror so they can't see themselves. And they were at a Renaissance festival, which is where her booth is set up all summer. He had been having pints all day, you know. But he did get a little verklempt. He was like, this is really great. But his face was already so goddamn sunburned that I'm like, why didn't you offer this to him earlier in the day so at least he had some sunscreen?
Verklempt is a very good word.
Verklempt?
Yeah.
I love that word.
It's a good one.
Do you know what it means?
I assume it has something to do with porta potties. Which is what we need to get.
Aren't you half Jew?
Jeez.
You don't even know the language of half your people. You still can't say Schadenfreude, right?
So. No, I can't. You got it down. Good job.
Oh my god, I'm so verklempt right now. What does it mean? Well, usually it'd be more like, I'm so verklempt. I like a chest grab.
I would assume from the things that you've said and the gestures you've made that it has something to do with feeling deeply, almost like you feel bad about everything that's happening, but you know that you're part of it.
It's more about like being choked up. So like something positive emotionally can make you verklempt.
Oh,
something
I'm
that
very
astonishes
verklempt.
You can make you verklempt. Like you've reached the only words you have left are verklempt. Like there are no words after this because it stops you from speaking because you have no words. It's like being so overwhelmed.
Yeah, no, I get you. I think everybody gets you.
You're kind of there. You're kind of there, but it doesn't have to necessarily be a negative thing. It's just something that stops
you.
Oh, you
could be verklempt over happiness?
Yeah. Like, you get some gift that you never thought you would receive, and that could make you verklempt. Like, you'd cry. You'd have express emotion.
All
in
I can
ways,
think about is that
no
nanny.
Word.
Like, what was that nanny show?
The Nanny. Mr. Sheffield.
Oh, wow. You're
yeah.
good.
Fran Drescher.
Yeah. No.
Loved her.
It seems like she felt like that a lot.
No. She was never to lack for it. She actually was not verklempt very often.
Damn it.
She was one of the few that could transcend verklempt. I wonder what the true definition of that is, though, because...
You're going to look it up.
Yeah. What is the meaning of
verklempt? It sounds like some sort of weird fucking German Nazi thing.
You have German Jews in your family, right?
Yeah, not
it's
German Nazis.
Verklempt. Overcome with emotion, she was all verklempt earlier this week over her latest split from her husband.
Her latest split?
Latest, yeah.
Because it just happens over and over again.
Unable to speak because of emotion, choked up. Participle of verklempen, to clamp, catch, as in a vice, choke up. Middle High Germanic, verklempen. So, it is a German Jew thing, so, and I was right on.
You always are.
I'm not always, but pretty much a lot I am.
Pretty much a lot you are. Good job, man. You're a badass.
Why don't you face that? It would make life around me so much easier. Like, you try and argue so many things with me.
I do face it, and I've told you many times that I think that you're right on.
Why do you want to argue about shit, though, if you know that? Like,
because...
come to me with your resources that tell me I'm wrong, and then I'll be like, okay, thank you for teaching me something new, and now I know, and I'm not going to make that mistake again.
So, like, some sort of slide between nature and nurture. My nature is to argue with you.
Your nature is to argue with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a choice.
Sure. And I generally...
So you need to nurture positive choices.
Sure.
If you know somebody is...
Right now...
Right on things, why start an unnecessary...
I don't want to argue,
conflict.
And... Is there something that you would like to eat tonight?
Food.
And how can I help you get that?
Figure it out with what you want to eat and then do that.
See, this is the problem with nature and nurture.
Do you understand? I spent like 40 minutes last night with your vagueness to try and wrangle sustenance.
You didn't try, you did.
I did, but I mean, it was like, I was like, okay.
And then I also went out to help you.
Okay, we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about the food issue.
Oh, okay. So...
this is like every day in the last 3 months for this household. It's time to eat. What do we eat? Also, it's Friday night. Also,
is it really?
Yeah.
No way. I think it's Wednesday.
Is it Thursday? It might be
Thursday. Oh, it's Thursday.
So it's Thursday night. It's 9:30, which means options are limited.
Well, then we should figure this out now.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Good podcast. You're the best.
Mm-hmm.